here at the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful sunny San Diego, California. And look who I ran across, Edelweiss Harrison from Capstone. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Mike.
Did I pronounce your name right?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
We were talking
First step, tick on the box.
Yeah. Before the recording, we were talking about Sound of Music, Edelweiss, all that, you know, and that's a whole other show. But anyway, thank you so much for taking time out.
Yeah,
this is, you said this is your first NACUSO.
It is. It is indeed.
So what do you expect? What are your expectations?
I'm here to learn. I'm really there. I've been working with my colleagues at Capstone in the Credit Union CUSO space for a number of years now. And so it's been great to run into some familiar folks, past clients, current clients. But I'm really excited about just learning and seeing how are the conversations. I've attended two great breakout sessions this afternoon already.
Already, I know.
And CULC and LenderClose both were having some good conversations about what's happening in the marketplace, what are some of the opportunities, and
Yeah, they did one on Zillow entering the mortgage market, right?
I thought
that was really, I wish I would have seen that. I really wanted to see that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really interesting. I was telling you a little bit about the course I've been teaching on disruptive innovation, and one of the lenses that I'm kind of looking at, listening to the breakout sessions and the presenters is, what is the level of awareness, and also how are the responses? Or is there a response from that's coming from a position of fear, or we've always done it this way, we've been all right, and we're going to keep on doing that? Or is it, no, we have an opportunity to capitalize on our strengths, and therefore we're going to adjust so that we can continue to lead, well, assume a position of leadership.
So. How much fear is out there?
I think there is a lot of fear. I think the part of it is understanding your own risk profile and having a conversation about what is our comfort level. One of the conversations today was, how can we possibly automate the closing the mortgage lending
that
application?
Whole process,
because what about this? What about that? What are the, well, you don't actually, that's just the way it's been done in the past. And so being open about what the risk tolerance is, and then acknowledging the fear, but saying, let's experiment. And so taking small steps, I think, is a real exciting opportunity.
No doubt. Is there anything else that you, I mean, we've all seen the agenda. Is there anything that stands out for you that you want to see in the next couple of days here?
I'm really interested in how the different CUSOs are responding to changing demographics. Everyone throws around the term millennial. A new term for you, I'm a Zennial.
A Zennial.
Gen X. And I'm right on the cusp of Gen Z. Gen X and Millennial. So a Zennial.
Really? There's
apparently
something in between
it's a
there.
Thing.
I thought the Gen Xers were in the middle. Because I'm a Gen Xer.
I'm 77. So it's like, apparently it's a thing. It's like late 70s, you're a Zennial.
Well, tell me about this. What's going on here? This is something new for us. We have a scoop right here at NACUSO.
I think what's interesting is just, it's the Gen X was kind of like the last generation that was very comfortable with technology, and yet also grew up playing in the backyard.
Yeah, that's us, right?
Mm-hmm. So, but then you get to millennial, and they're native with newer technologies. At the same time, the millennials are now having kids, right? They're in their 30s.
The oldest millennials. Ones.
And so they're not the kids that are people or throw around a lot. They're much older than that. They're in newer stages. The terminology that they don't buy homes, well, no, it's not that they don't buy homes, they buy homes a little later, and their expectation of that experience is different from what ours is.
Right.
I mean,
they expect it all to be on the phone.
Yeah.
They want to buy a house through their phone.
You know what? For me, it's like, even as a Zennial, we closed on our house, we had that much paperwork, and I had to physically sign it.
Oh, yeah.
And
you get writer's cramp.
You know, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
Somebody please disrupt it.
I
think there's some really exciting opportunities there. And the strengths of the credit union movement are the personal interrelationships. But if you don't capitalize it, that's going to go away. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's a window of opportunity, and I'm excited to see what people are doing.
Completely agree with you. Now, at the conference here, what takeaways, what do you want to take back to Capstone and say, hey, this is what I learned there. This is all the really cool stuff that they were teaching us, or this is who I talked to, type of thing.
So personally, I like working with people that are really smart and are on the front edge of their industry, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And so I'm personally looking for the leaders in the space that are thinking proactively. They're saying, okay, we have these opportunities, and they're coming at the opportunities from a position of opportunity, mm-hmm. not from a position of fear.
Yeah.
So for me, it's continuing to develop those relationships, continuing to see, okay, who are the people that would be awesome to work with, you know, because they're the movers and shakers of tomorrow.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
Indeed. And this is what this conference is kind of all about. There's kind of an entrepreneurial spirit here.
Yeah.
And I really find that refreshing in
absolutely.
This industry. So it's really kind of exciting what's happening here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's cool stuff. One of my favorites for sure. All right. Cool. Anything else to add?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much
You're
for the
welcome.
Opportunity, Mike.
You're welcome.
Really
You're welcome.
A pleasure to meet you in person
nice
after
to meet you too.
Some time behind the camera.
Here you are in front of the camera.
Yeah, indeed.
There she is, Edelweiss Harrison from Capstone. Go check them out. Good job.